rolling stock arrived in Sacramento on a haphazard basis. Ships that brought the cut lumber for the car bodies did not have the iron frames and wheels for the cars. Tools were not delivered. Platform cars, used to deliver rails and ties to the end of the track, came in ahead of passenger cars. By February 1864, however, enough had arrived for Stanford and Hopkins to show off Crocker's achievement. They took a party of 30 prominent men, including politicians, to see what had been accomplished. The rails by then reached to Junction, today's Roseville, 16 miles out from Sacramento. There, the passengers took horse-drawn carriages to 7 miles beyond Newcastle. They saw the graders at work and were filled with admiration for men who could perform such a demanding task. Engineers might do surveys while Crocker oversaw the hole and bossed it, but it was the men who did the work, bending, digging, shoveling, throwing the dirt up on the embankment, bringing in the ballast by the cartload and dumping it, who impressed people. Back behind Newcastle, where the track was being laid, it was the men who picked up the ties from the horse-drawn wagons, dropping them on the grade, lined them up. Others dropped the rails and made certain they were the requisite spread apart, 4 feet, 8.5 inches, spiked them in with their heavy sledgehammers, 3 blows to a spike, and connected the ends with a fish plate. This was work fit to break a man's back, and they did it for $3 or so per day, plus board. Many of the men were Irish immigrants who had just arrived in America. Crocker signed them up through agents in New York and Boston and had them shipped west at a terrific expense, plus time. There was some drunkenness, strikes, and slowdowns. Crocker petitioned the War Department for 5,000 Confederate prisoners of war, without luck. He tried for newly freed African Americans, again with no luck. He tried for immigrants from Mexico, same result. Some 1,900 out of a 2,000-man crew he hired that summer fled for the Nevada mines almost as soon as they arrived at the end of the track and had been fed a warm meal. They drove acting chief engineer Samuel Montague nearly mad.